We're living in exciting times. Let's look at it that way, right? They're exciting times. They're not times that we as believers need to be worried, need to be fearful, because the Lord is our peace. The Lord is our security. We trust in Him and we draw near to Him. And as we draw near to Him, He draws near to us. And in Him, there is a perfect peace that passes all understanding. So it's not based upon what's happening or even my own reasoning about things. His peace passes my reasoning. His peace is higher than my understanding, my reason. And it's a peace that all of us have in Messiah, in Christ. If you are born of His Spirit, if Christ is in you tonight, you already have peace. You have peace. The problem is we don't draw into Him. We don't draw from His peace. We don't draw from the river of His life. We need to learn how to do that. Instead of allowing external circumstances to control what's going on in the inside of us, amen, that should never be. We should never allow external circumstances to dictate what's going on inside, because God works from the inside out. And the Lord has given us shalom, His perfect peace, wholeness. It really means healing and wholeness. Everything that Christ is His peace, is His gift of love, His gift of peace to us. And in our hearts, we have the Lord. And the Bible says to sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Separate yourself with Christ there. Meet with Him there in your heart. There is a river, as the old song goes, and it flows from deep within. There is a fountain, and it frees my soul from sin. You've got to come to the water, for there is a vast supply. Drink from the fountain that never shall run dry. In Christ, there is every provision for life and godliness, every provision for us to have victory. All we've got to do is stop listening to that other voice and start tuning into His voice. Amen? Amen. Know what God says about you. Think on, meditate on those things that He says, those promises that are yes for us as His people. And when you find yourself being fearful or worried or stressful, it only means that you need to draw near. And as you draw near, you'll find everything you need, hallelujah, that will sustain you and get you through is in the Lord. Amen. Amen. So we're not to be worried. Jesus said it's sinful to worry because it means we're not trusting Him. But be anxious for nothing, Paul said, Philippians 4:8. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, earnest entreaty, right? With thanksgiving. Thanksgiving changes your perspective on things. Let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passes knowledge shall guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. So there is a place of quiet rest. There's a place of peace. Amen. So if you find yourself getting anxious or worried or nervous about life or in general, because how many know there's lots of stuff that can come at you that can very easily rob you of those, of your peace? It simply means I need to run to Jesus. I need to run into His arms. I need to seek Him, amen, at the cross. It's by the blood we can come before Him. I just sensed tonight as we were worshiping that some of us, I mean, if this bears witness, receive it, have been struggling with these thoughts of just not measuring up, of condemnation and not performing well enough, and therefore God is not, you feel like I'd be a hypocrite to really put myself out there tonight and worship Him with full abandon, because besides, look how I've been living, or look at, the way I've been. Do you know it's only a moment for you and I to say, you know what? Forget what happened yesterday. Forget what happened an hour ago. I'm running to Jesus. I have access by the blood to come to Jesus and to receive the forgiveness that He's already made available to me freely, without cost. You can drink without cost. All you got to do is say, Lord, I'm coming to you. Lord, I'm going to believe you. I'm going to trust you here. I'm not going to listen to that other voice that simply wants to rob me from what God wants for me. You see, that voice that speaks into your ear and says, oh, you're a hypocrite. Has anybody ever been a hypocrite beside myself? Now, I'm not talking about being an intentional hypocrite. You know what I'm saying? Where people, they rationalize their hypocrisy. I'm saying that we've all blown it and we've all felt like a hypocrite. But the good news is that there's already forgiveness provided, and that we can come and we can receive what Christ has already done for us. Hallelujah. And it doesn't cost you. He paid the price for you. Amen. Receive forgiveness. Dust yourself off. Get back up. Get back in the race and say, I'm not looking back. I'm pressing on towards the mark. Amen. Amen. And the finish line is Jesus. Yeah, so if you feel yourself when you come together, you know, or even when you go to pray, the enemy's going to come right up with condemnation. He's going to come right up with accusation. And he's good at just reminding you of your past. Why does he do that? Because he wants you to feel condemned so that you don't feel worthy to come before God. Whereas the reality is God wants you to come to him. You never run away from God. You always run to him when you mess up. Because that's the only place you're going to find mercy. That's the only place we find forgiveness. So we run to Jesus. Lord, I'm sorry. I receive your forgiveness. Thank you for forgiving me. By faith, I receive that right now. I'm forgiven tonight. Are you?
Yes.
And so forget about what happened an hour ago. What, last week or a year ago or many years ago. It's a new day, a new beginning. God will not hold your past against you. That's why he went to the cross. And whomsoever the Son sets free. I'm not going to tell you all the dirty laundry of my past, but I haven't been walking around with a halo on my head. Ask Jesus, right? Yeah, she'll tell you. Especially my BC years before Christ. But God, in his mercy, saved me. He forgave me. He gave me a brand new beginning. And if I mess up, I come back to him. I don't run away from God. I always run to the arms of the one who died for me, the one who loves me with an everlasting love, the one who will never turn me away, the one who will never forsake me, the only one who has the mercy and the grace that I need, amen, to be an overcomer. You got to run to the overcomer to be an overcomer. If you run away from him, you'll be a loser. Because the devil will say, come on, come on, you're doing the right thing. Just come follow me. Okay? Amen? He just wants you to listen to his voice. The reason I'm saying this tonight, because I could sense it was going on. And sometimes in our minds, we're wrestling with this thing of worthiness. I'm unworthy. I'm unworthy to come before God. Do you know, folks, God is the one who makes you worthy. Amen. And do you know, let me just say this, that if you weren't worth it, Jesus wouldn't have gone to the cross for you. God says, you're worth even, amen, everything to me. You are of eternal value to God. Because separation from him in hell is eternal. God so passionately loved you. That's what the cross was about. It was God's passion. Passion is what you're willing to suffer for. If you're passionate for someone, you'll suffer for them. You'll spend yourself on people you're passionate about. Are you with me? You go without sleep for somebody you're passionate about. God so loved the world. You see, God's heart breaks over every lost soul that goes into eternity without him. It grieves his heart. And to know that the price has already been paid for their sins. There's no reason why they need to go there except that they refuse the only offer of salvation. the only way to life. So God is not willing that anyone, even your worst enemy, because they are a soul that's going to spend eternity somewhere. There's a reality of this kingdom, amen? Yeah. It's eternal life or eternal death. And so, always, always run into Jesus. Go into His heart. Run to Him because His arms are open to you. When the prodigal son came to himself and he realized that here I am in the hog pen, living in self-pity and condemnation and in guilt and shame. And in my Father's house are many mansions and many rooms, and there's plenty in my Father's house. There is joy in my Father's presence. Amen. Everything my heart desires is in my Father's presence. Right. He came to himself and he said, I'm going back. And I won't go back. I'll go back as an unworthy servant. Not as a son, but as an unworthy servant. That's how he felt. He felt unworthy. He felt condemned. And he came reluctantly to the Father. But when the Father saw him a great way off, he came running to him. When you blow it, run to him who's got his arms out for you. And when you are embraced by the love of your Father and He forgives you and He receives you back, then your heart, something happens in your heart that says, I don't ever want to do anything to grieve you again, Father. Father, I grieved you so many years. I repent. That's it. I'm done with the way of death, the way of the world. Now, I'm going to live for my Father. I'm going to live to give honor to my Father. I'm going to live to make His name great. To proclaim His praises in the earth. My Father is preparing a great banquet. A great feast. He's preparing a feast for His Son. And the Holy Spirit is going out into all the world. Into the highways and the byways. And He's compelling and drawing men and women, boys and girls to come to the banquet that the Father is preparing for His Son. And do you know that even now we can enjoy, hallelujah, fellowship with Jesus? That we can eat at His table now? We can receive manna from heaven? Amen. We can receive of the new wine, hallelujah? We can be made beautiful in the oil of His presence? Even now, the day is coming when the banquet will be filled with a number that only God knows. And then comes the time where His church, His bride, those who responded and those who received the garments that the host Himself could give. Only the host could give the garments, the wedding garments, folks. God alone is able to clothe you and equip you and make you ready for His presence. And so instead of running away when you blow it, always run to God. Yes. And even though your garments may be defiled, hallelujah, thank God for the blood of Jesus that can wash your robes and make you white again. Amen? So you can come with confidence simply by receiving the forgiveness that is already available to you freely. And then you come and you dine in His presence. Hallelujah. And when you are full of Jesus, you won't be full of yourself. And you will live righteously because you are filled with Him who is righteous. It's not another Bible story. It's an encounter with the living God. It's a relationship with the living God. The Word is to point us to Him who is the Word. The living Word. And so, the Word is going out today. Come. Come. Folks, there's no time to be splashing around with the things of God. Amen? It's getting your toe wet every Sunday. It's time for you and I to make the full commitment. Romans 12:1 says, therefore, by the mercies of God, amen, present your bodies. That means the whole offering to God. And when you surrender all to God, you will find the fullness of God in you. You will find your delight will be Him. Your life will literally revolve around Jesus. And the things that used to give you pleasure will lose their luster. There won't be any pleasure in it anymore. And the only pleasure you'll find is in God. Why? Because it's the Most High. He's the Most High. He's the greatest pleasure of all. He's the greatest treasure of all. So as we come to Him, and we find that He is my life now. And because I love God, I don't do those things that grieve His heart. We make a decision, you see. We choose. And when you blow it, and you will at times, you run to Him. Amen? Just run back. And forget that other voice that's saying, oh, God's mad at you. God's not going to listen to you. Forget that voice. Why does He say those things? Because He's a thief. The devil's a thief. He's robbing you of something that is glorious, something that is eternal, that God wants to give you. Because He's a good Father and He gives good gifts. So He'll try to get you in a place of guilt and shame and condemnation, so that you won't seek God. Instead, you'll be like Adam. You'll try to hide. In fact, you'll even stay away from those glowing people over there, because they make me nervous. But that was my BC life. Now that I've come into the light, I embrace my church family. And we are here to help each other through. We've got to help each other. Now, I told you tonight I had not had on my agenda to preach. But the Holy Spirit is saying something else right now. And how many know the Holy Spirit is speaking to some of us right now? And so we receive it, because the Word of God is not for condemnation, but it's for edification. God wants to build your life. God wants to make your life full and free. And God wants you to be extremely blessed. That means happy. Happiness is the Lord.